Voter turnout for the state's primary election was the lowest since statehood, 34.8%, or about one of three eligible voters. Fritz Rolfing, chair of the Hawaii Republican Party, was participating in a community project in Manoa. He said the GOP primary turnout was encouraging.
The Republican turnout didn't drop very much at all. It was the people choosing the Democratic ballot that dropped off about 35,000 votes statewide. So we gained about 10,000, 15,000 new members. I think that's also what's helping us stay steady this year where our opposing party is not doing as well.
Tim Vandeveer, chair of the Hawaii Democratic Party, was hosting a fundraiser at Ward Warehouse, the first following the primary. He said the Democrats also grew its membership
by about 27,000 members since December of last year, which was thanks to the energy and the passion of Bernie Sanders supporters and people that came out for Secretary Clinton, but also thanks to the field that the Republicans put forth. And Donald Trump, I think, did a lot to turn out members to register for our party.
Democrats in Hawaii outnumber Republicans by a margin of more than 4-1. But the large crossover voting by Democrats was evident in the nonpartisan race for Honolulu mayor. Democrat U.S. Senator Brian Schatz received 163,000 votes, while Kirk Caldwell, a lifelong Democrat, received less than half that number. Democratic Chair Vandeveer says that should change.
Mayor Caldwell came out ahead, and I think in the general election, I think Democrats, seeing that he's the Democrat in the race, will probably rally around the mayor. So I think he's got a lot better shot in the general election.
GOP Chair Rolfing has disavowed the GOP candidate for Congressional District 2, but says momentum should continue until November 8th.
Republicans are energized, and for whatever reason, Democrats are not so much. And so that gives the people that supported Charles DeJoux for mayor an opportunity to have a little bit of the wind at their backs.
Both parties will be attempting to get the vote out for their presidential nominees and local candidates. Rolfing says Hawaii Republicans will be coordinating with the national party and raising money.
Over the next 3 months, I think we ought to be raising at least $50,000 to keep us on track and to build out our support for our candidates.
Vandeveer says Democrats are also united and are participating in a Donate Every Month campaign to raise money.
Our goal is around $90,000. We've raised close to 10 of that so far. I think this event will also be successful, and that goal is by the end of the year.
A 1 percentage point increase in absentee or voter turnout for the November 8th general election equates to about 7,300 votes. A 10% increase would be equal to the number of votes received by Caldwell or DeJoux in the primary election. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.